We have an update for you now from eastern Libya. A Turkish ship escorted by fighter jets rescued more than 200 wounded people from Misrata. Late last night, the ship docked in the opposition stronghold of Benghazi. The BBC's John Lyon was at the port, and he sent this report from aboard the Turkish ship.
We are with you, Misrata. God is great, they chant, as the hospital ship arrives from Misrata into the port of Benghazi. This is the car deck of this Turkish ferry, and it's been transformed into a kind of hospital ward. There's people on makeshift beds all the way along here. You can see the bandages, some of them have lost limbs even. And there's just a handful of doctors looking after them here, really overstretched, and they say they're very, very short of supplies to treat them.
And last 2 weeks, every day we received dead people or injured.
Dr. Faraj is one of several doctors from Misrata who've joined the ship to continue looking after their patients.
They are using every kind of weapon, I mean, guns and bombs. Like this patient, he was driving with his wife, taking her to the hospital to receive medication. Bomb fell on his car.
And he's lost a part of his leg?
Yeah, we amputated his leg below the knee.
What about in the wider situation in terms of water and food and so forth?
Most parts of Misrata there, they don't have electricity, no water, nothing.
Can Misrata survive much longer like this?
I don't think so.
That's John Lyon with our partner, the BBC, reporting from a Turkish ship just outside Benghazi.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.